Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dumating sa Australia ang 36 na taong gulang na si Savira mula sa Netherlands bilang chef sa Tweed Heads, hilagang bahagi ng New South Wales. Nakapasok siya sa pamamagitan ng temporary skill shortage visa noong Abril ng nakaraang taon. Alam ni Savira ang pinagdadaanan ng ilang kapareho niyang may visa.
Well, there have been situations that I know of where people, for example, are sick and then they had to agree with a condition where they are not being paid sick leave. They can't really say something about it because they are afraid of their visa being cancelled because the employer doesn't want to pay that. So they are basically exploited because they can't really say anything about it.
Giit ni Savira, dapat anya ay may mga ahensyang maaaring lapitan at mapakinggan ang mga hinaing ng may mga ganitong visa at sitwasyon.
If there would be some sort of organization, right, where visa holders can go to talk about this if there's a problem without risking their employer to be able to cancel their visa or stop working with them, then I think that would be really good addition.
Si Brendan Coates ang pangunahing may-akda ng bagong Grattan Institute report na pinamagatang Fixing Temporary Skilled Migration, A Better Deal for Australia.
So in particular, there were changes made in 2017 by the Turnbull government that made temporary sponsorship more restrictive. It reduced the number of occupations that were on the list. And for occupations that remained on those lists, some of them became only eligible for a single two-year non-renewable visa or where that only in regional areas. There was also a shift to change the rules to make it harder for some TSS visa holders to become eligible for permanent residency down the track.
Sa kasalukuyan ng federal na gobyerno ang nagdedesisyon kung anong trabaho ang eligible sa temporary visa worker sa pamamagitan ng listahan ng mga propesyon na nakikita nilang may kakulangan na magagawa. Ayon naman sa isa pang researcher ng Grattan Report na si Henry Sherrill, ang pagsuri ng kinakailangang skills sa pamamagitan ng trabaho ay hindi makakasabay sa mabilis na pagbabago ng labor market.
Tasks within an occupation can differ substantially. And if you think about an accountant, you might be an accountant at a global firm doing fraud accounting work, or you may be an accountant who's doing sort of regular audits of financial statements. People pay different salaries based on those different tasks, even if they're in the same occupation. And if we target occupations, we don't pick that up.
Sa kasalukuyan, mahigit 50% ng sponsored workers ay kumikita ng mas mababa sa karaniwang full-time na manggagawa. Tumaas pa ito ng 38% mula noong 2005.
We call for a sort of a new visa to replace the shortage visa and focus on skilled workers in general for all jobs above $70,000 a year. If an employer wanted to sponsor any occupation, regardless if it's on a list or not, they can do so provided the salary is above $70,000 a year and the salary that they nominate is the same as what they pay Australians doing the same job.
Pero para kay Savira, hindi mapapabilang ang lahat sa sistema.
What I think is that most chefs will earn, or cooks, will earn less than $70,000. A cafe wouldn't be able to afford that, you know. I think you really need to offer that type of visa for the hospitality industry for people like lower paid.
Sa iminungkahing bagong temporary skilled worker visa, makikita na tataas mula 44% papunta sa 66% ang bilang ng mga full-time na trabaho na maaari sa visa. Sisiguraduhin din ito na ang temporary sponsorship ay nakareserba para sa mga trabahong may mas mataas na sahod. Sa gitna ng sinasabi sa ulat na ang Australia ay nag-i-sponsor lamang ng mas maraming low-skilled workers. May pahayag naman si Ginoong Lori Noel mula sa Settlement Service na AMES Australia.
I'm not sure that I'd agree with the fact that we are bringing in too many low-skilled workers. So these are not essentially high-skilled workers, but they're critical workers that we need. And it's also, having said that, it's also important that they're treated well and they're paid properly at the same level as Australians doing the same work.
Ganito din ang sentimiento ng dating Deputy Secretary ng Department of Immigration na si Abul Rizvi.
It seems a bit odd that we're making it harder for high-skilled people to get in whilst having this array of low-skilled, low-paid work visas where people are subject to extraordinary levels of exploitation, which the Grattan Report ignores.
Dagdag pa nitong dapat tingnan ng Australia ang sitwasyon sa kabuuan.
What we know from the history of immigration to Australia is that everything is connected to everything else. And unless you look at it holistically, you don't really reform anything. You just end up more piecemeal tinkering.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Francesca Denuncio, Ryan Tanner at Monique Pueblos para sa SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.